The union, known as AFSCME, represents 38,000 men and women, a significant share of the state workforce. Its contract expired on June 30th, and the latest so-called tolling agreement will keep workers on the job through at least the end of September. Nevertheless, AFSCME spokesman Anders Lindahl says both sides remain far apart on basic issues like wages and health care.
That distance is the result of the Rauner administration's continued insistence on extreme demands.
Rauner denies that. He did, however, just veto union-backed legislation that would have sent contract disputes into binding arbitration. In his veto message, Rauner also denies that he wants to lock out workers or prompt a strike. I'm Brian Mackey.